Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Have you wanted motivation to exercise and you're looking at your friends for a workout buddy? Well, your workout buddy, your best workout buddy, might just be your little pet. My guest is certified animal behavior consultant Steve Dale. So our dogs need exercise, but can they be our best workout buddies? Do they want to work out the same way we do?
Yes. And this is true for dogs and cats. So let me back up one step. And this is the perfect time of year to talk about this, because as we make resolutions, because so many of us, and you know this data, I'm sure, better than I do, but I guess in people in America, over half are overweight or obese. Is that about right?
That's about right.
The same is true for dogs and cats. So for indoor cats, nearly 60% now are overweight or obese, and over half our dogs are overweight or obese. And there are many reasons for this, including free-feeding cats, leaving out food all the time, so we become automatic food dispensers. It's giving table treats when we shouldn't. It's overfeeding. But the biggest, really, is a lack of exercise. And yes, I am talking cats as well as dogs.
Well, so, okay, as long as you're talking cats, let's start with them. How do you give a cat exercise and, you know, kind of combine it with your own? And we'll talk about dogs, but that seems a much more obvious solution. What do you do with cats?
So I have a friend who's a fitness expert who says, you know, if you do little things, if you have stairs in your house, and instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to get that later, if you go up and down the stairs to get it now, using the remote, who doesn't use the remote, you know, to change the channels 100 times? If you actually get up from the sofa to do that manually, doing these little things really do add up over a period of time. So if your cat is in your lap when you're watching your favorite TV show and you get up to turn the channel, or if you go up the stairs and take your kitty with you, you can encourage your cat to do it by using a little toy. Also, you could put treats in different parts of the house. So you're moving around putting those treats in different parts of the house, and then your cat will search for those treats, which is incidentally wonderful enrichment and a way for our cats to, quote, hunt indoors. So aside from getting physical stimulation, in the case of cats, in this case, they're also getting mental stimulation. But we're getting, you know, the big word, the big buzzword, I guess, for human exercise gurus is movement. And it's all about moving, and the same is true for our pets.
Well, it certainly is. The buzzword is movement. So I think that's a great idea, Steve, hiding treats around and getting your cat to get up. And, you know, we see fat cats, and the obesity epidemic in this country is rampant, and you see people whose cats are so big they look like they can't get off the couch. So hiding little treats. And what about play? You know, playing with your cats, holding the ball up that they have to jump for and get around and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And there are ways in which people can get a little bit of exercise doing all of that, too. And all of what you said is perfect. For dogs, there's even more we can do because they get out into the world. And, you know, for cats, exercise means short bursts. You know, they're not meant for 45 minutes straight of exercise for most cats. But dogs, that's a little different. And we can do everything with our dogs from beginning a jogging program. Remember to begin slow. If these animals are out of shape, they're not going to be in the Olympics tomorrow, you know. Take it slow, otherwise you're going to have injuries just like you might with people, too. The most enriching thing you can do with your dog that we sometimes forget about, we let them out in the backyard and we say, oh, they're going to get great exercise. No, they don't. They get bored, they get in the trouble, they learn to bark at people walking by or jump over the fence, and then they can get hit by a car, dig under the fence, dig at the flowers and all that. No. A backyard is not a babysitter. Most of all, our pets, all of them, want to be with us. And if you're taking a walk with your dog, there have been studies on this, that it seems as though all those smells that the dog is getting, the 411 on everyone in the neighborhood as they sniff a blade of grass, they love it. And they associate this love with the other end of the leash somehow with you. It's a great thing to do for you. Simply take a walk with your dog. If you do that every day, a couple of times a day, you're getting exercise and your dog is getting exercise.
Well, it certainly is a great stress reliever for both you and doggy, because you can see, you know, just in their behavior that they get so excited to go on the walk. They jump around. And our dog is even like from the movie Look Who's Talking, as we pass other dogs, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you? They smell each other for a second and on we go. And so you can sense, but you're right, you do need to start slow, because you can also sense that the dog is sore the next day if you went on a 5-mile walk that they were not used to. So it's really good for both the owners and their pets to get this kind of exercise. And what about other kinds of play with dogs? My kids, Steve, actually play hide and seek with our dog. Oh, they take a treat, yeah, and they hide, and then they call out her name, and then she has to go find them. It's hilarious.
I love that. That's one of the best games you can play with a dog. So what you do is you, and you know all this, you've done this, you teach the dog to sit and stay. That's a good thing for any dog to learn anyway. Someone enforces that at first, because you don't know if the dog is going to sit and stay, either one of the kids or an adult, and then one of the kids or more than one kid goes to hide. You begin with the kids holding maybe a piece of kibble or a treat, but eventually that isn't necessary. And then you say, find or go look for the kids or whatever you want to do, and the dog goes running. And I will say that there aren't many places, I've done this, I admit, I've done this with our dog. I've tried to hide in the shower stall, under the bed, in closets. Ultimately, the dogs always find me. And we have a cat, too, and the cat even participates in this game to a degree.
That's very funny. And, you know, they do ultimately find you, but sometimes it takes a little while, so it's really great ways. How else can we exercise if it's, you know, outside, throwing the ball around? What if we have a swimming pool? Can you get the dog in the pool? And what about doggies and treadmills?
All of which is great, except the treadmill part, which I'll get to. So all dogs were bred to do something. So if you can, if you have an absolute Heinz 57, then make up your own games, and most dogs do like a tennis ball. Inexpensive, easy way to play with a dog. But all dogs were mostly, so if you have a herding dog, taking a frisbee disc, throwing it in the air, of course a dog may have to be taught to do this, and then bringing it back to you is like herding sheep for the dog, you know? For a terrier, it could be creating a little place in your backyard where you put treats into the ground, because these dogs were born to dig, or to go after little furry objects. And you could do sort of a version of that in your backyard. So understand what your dog was meant to do in the first place. And with what you describe with hide and seek and what I just described, that tail's going to go back and forth and back and forth. I guarantee it, or your money back. They love it. The only thing that concerns me about the treadmill is they can be dangerous. Sometimes people tend to walk away, not supervised. They assume because the dog can do it, the dog can do it. And yes, the dog can do it, but dogs aren't people. And if the dog gets too tired, you're not there to know. If the dog slips, you're not there to know. And dogs can get hurt that way.
So we just have to be careful, as we would with children on a treadmill. If you're going to put your teen or your child, you never walk away. It's a safety issue, but it is kind of fun to try and teach your dog a little bit, and sometimes then they start jumping on the treadmill waiting for you to turn it on. But so these are great ways. In the last 30 seconds, Steve, give us your best advice for getting exercise with our pets so that it's great for both of us.
Well, one more thing, and that's you haven't lived until you've seen a cat go on a treadmill. And by the way, some cats actually enjoy it. But again, supervision, you're right, is the key word. And for my money, I'd rather put a leash and harness on the cat, and for some cats, and take that cat outside for a little bit of a walk. And what you said earlier is the key word, what you can do with your pet. Again, more than anything, your pet wants to be with you. It's good for you to get out and move, and believe me, it is good for your pet as well.
And the book is Decoding Your Dog by Steve Dale, and you can get out and walk with your dog, run with your dog. Remember to start slow, because maybe they're not in the shape you'd like them to be just yet. You're listening to Melanie Cole on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.